Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Haney. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Rigney moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. O'Rourke moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill bunts towards first. Note scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchter covering, for the out. Cobb moves to third. Heilman moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home. Myatt drops the ball. Cobb scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Blue moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for a single. Fuchter moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Fuchter scores. Smith moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Fuchter now playing third base. Joe Klugman now playing second base. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Haney moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. O'Rourke scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Heilman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. By Spies now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-2 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter strikes out. Two outs. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a pop-up off the glove of Rigney, and into shallow left field. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman throws the ball into Rigney, who tags Speaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Klugman scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman misplays the ball. That's an error on Klugman. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Blue steals second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Ben Carr pinch hits for Reynaud. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr takes first base on ball 4. McNulty moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. McNulty steals third. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. McNulty scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Homer Summa pinch hits for Bispies. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Feuchter. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Feuchter steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. George Burns now playing first base. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman misplays the ball. That's an error on Klugman. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haney bunts towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fuchster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-4 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Tigers 7, Indians, 7. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue is hit by the pitch. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-4 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuchster hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-5 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.